And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober Goober. Hello. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Moral Panic. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Moral Panic and a track called Neck Tattoo, which is off their latest album. Tony, they are all the way from New York, but in my notes I've actually put down, rather than NYC, I've put down BYC.
Huh.
And all I could think of there was that at first was BYC stood for Bring Your Own Crumpets.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think it's New York City, of course. Tony, what is Moral Panic's Bandcamp page?
Moralpanic.bandcamp.com?
Moralpanicnyc.bandcamp.com. I did give you a clue there, Tony.
You did, didn't you?
But it wasn't a good one, clearly. Sorry about that. It's Paulie B on the Internet 1, Tony 0. And we will be playing another track from Moral Panic in future weeks. That's come to me quite recently, I believe, from Slovenly Records.
Okay.
If that is the case, we've got another two bands from them later on in the show as well. So that's a threes up for Slovenly, Tone.
Great label.
It is a great label with great bands, that being one of them. Tone, have you got... I was going to ask you something then that you wouldn't be ready to do. I was about to say, have you got a joke of a poem?
I haven't.
Well, me neither, as it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, if you do have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb at punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. And if you are listening in the Duke's Arms, it's about time one of you lot got involved as well.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms. That's right. So I haven't really got a lot to say in this bit then, Tony.
Fair enough.
So we might just have to crack on. It seems like we do normally talk a little bit longer before this, but before the next track...
That's all right.
I might have to go straight for some Dutch ska punk, Tone.
Let's do that then.
That's all right with you. I will be telling you about my trip to Antwerp later on in the show, say, which obviously is in Belgium, not Holland, but they do speak Flemish there, which I'm reliably informed is basically Dutch with a different accent.
Right. Yeah, well, Steph can kind of read it. I think it's, yes, I don't know why.
I said Dutch, not Deutsch.
Yeah, I think she knows a bit of Dutch. I think it's all the same. It's all the same, isn't it?
It's all the same, Tony. It's basically joined up English, isn't it?
Basically, yeah.
Basically, if you get English, if you look at some English and you just take out all the spaces from it, it just becomes Huygenboygen, don't
you? Yeah, that's it.
It's out fine. Just English without the spaces.
Yeah.
Right, well, we managed to talk for another minute there. Well done, you.
Hey.
Second track this week, a band we haven't played before, again, called Spawn, Tony. Now, when I saw Spawn, I wasn't sure what to expect, and I certainly wasn't expecting some rather brilliant Dutch ska punk from the seven strong Dutch ska punk outfit. That's proving quite difficult for me to say, Tony.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but we're going to play a track by them right now, and I have got an album by them, so we will be playing more in the future as well, because I think you're going to like this a lot, mate. What is Spawn's website?
Spawn.nh? NL, isn't it?
It would have been NL, yeah, if it was, but I don't know where you got NH from. That'd be New Hampshire, wouldn't it?
It would, wouldn't it?
Nowhere near there. But no, it's spawnband.com. S-P-A-W-N band.com. Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony Nil. This is rather brilliant. This is Lunatics. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We haven't heard much about Desoros since they brought out their album a few years back, and I wonder whether they're just one of these sort of projects that they every once in a while go into the studio and do something crazier.
Could be.
Might be, yeah. Spawn, what a good track that is.
Lovely.
Exactly. So, and as I say, we will be playing more Spawn in future weeks, and hello to all of our Dutch ska punk friends. I'm sure that you are legion.
Lovely.
So you got some Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that tone.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. We'd like to hear from you. We may or may not check the messages, so leave us a comment. It's the best thing you can do. Right, so we've got two comments from the last week. First
Lovely.
Up, Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
Regular contributor. He says, Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Thought I'd add something classic to the mild quirkiness.
Oh, Tony, you've said it. You'll have to put your own effect in.
I know. And Leighton Buzzard. I'll be on a plane to your ex-colonies when you record. Make the most of my absence, but leave my absinthe alone. God, I'm hilarious. Thanks, Timo. I'm not sure which ex-colony you're referring to.
Tony, it could be half the world, mate.
It could be any of them.
It could be half the world.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed it.
I should think he's going to the States. What do you reckon?
Could be.
Yeah, yeah. Timo gets about, doesn't he?
Really does.
He should, yeah. Do you think he's got a lot of money?
Probably. He's German, isn't he? They've all got money over there. It's all rich.
Really?
Oh, they've got all the money.
Right, we should maybe invite him to Nottingham for a holiday. Let him maybe take us out for a nice romantic meal somewhere swanky.
We'll take him to the new German place opening up.
Who's there's a new German place in Nottingham?
There's a in March, there's a new beer keller or something like that. It's like a Bavarian beer keller place.
Oh, God, it'll just be a huge... Yeah, they're a great idea in Germany. In England, they just become massive fighting pubs.
Yeah, I'm not so sure over here. But there you go.
We'll see.
That's it, Timo. But another one, Chris Evans has been in touch.
Who?
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, is that the Chris Evans?
That's the Chris Evans,
it
yeah.
It is the Chris Evans, yeah.
Yep. He says, not my good arm, and English Guns rock Leicester to its foundations next Saturday, the Firebug. Gonna be epic. Probably should have saved that one for Gig Guide if I'd have thought about it ahead of time.
You probably should have done, Tony, what with you maybe not having one. But anyway, it's an early Gig Guide. There's enough stinging in this section.
It really is. But yeah, if you are in Leicester, do check that out. We've played Not My Good Arm before, so... Clearly they do carry the punk seal approval, and that's all we have for Facebook this week.
And we will be playing another Not My Good Arm track, I think they sent us a few, so I will revisit Not My Good Arm.
Excellent.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Had a chat about Frankie Boyle when I was in Antwerp, but we'll talk about Antwerp after we've played two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
Stay tuned for a band we have played before called Biznaga, or Biznaga, you might remember, it's one of the many bands that we've had trouble saying. First up, a band we haven't played before, who've got a new album out right now, a band called Red Money, Tony.
Okay.
Who are described as French... Well, I was going to say garage, and then it went to garage, and then it was going good. French garage punk, Tony.
Oh.
This is pretty good. You're gonna. I think you're gonna like this. You like Biznaga. I think you like them already, but they sing in Spanish. Red Money don't. Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Red Money's website?
Redmoney.fr.
Redmoneymusic.com. It's all a bit sort of kind of like the guesses you've had in the past, but you're just not getting the guesses in the right order, Tony.
Yeah, yeah. I'm overthinking it.
Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony Neil, here's something I'm sure you're very, very familiar with. This is Drunk Love.
Yeah. Doddles.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Right, here goes a right Spanish tongue twisting. And everybody wants a Spanish tongue twisting, don't they?
You
it's
do.
A bit like a French kiss.
Right.
Bisnagar, that was, and a track called Una Nueva Epoca del Terror, which I think is a new epoch of terror.
Yes.
The foreign language is quite easy, really.
It's all the same, isn't it?
When they sort of do it the same way we do, they're all right. It's when they start messing about, I have a bit of trouble. So Bisnagar are from near to Bilbao, Tony, in the Basque region of Spain, but would like to be a nation in its own right. And at this time of me just being really into everyone, just break it up, smash it up, Tony, I'm well up for a bit of Basque separatism.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Anyway, that's a great track. Tony, what is Bisnagar's Bandcamp page?
Bisnagar.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed, and beautifully said. Probably be on the internet. Three, Tony, one. There are lots of ways to find Bisnagar. If you type in Bisnaga to that there, internet, you'll find it. Bisnaga. If you are in America, hard luck. That's right, it's white. It's just weird over there at the moment, isn't it? Right, Tony, did you do anything last week?
Yeah, I popped briefly into the studio last week. I can't remember if I mentioned it, but I did a small recording last week because I've been writing songs. I'm finding it very difficult to finish them. It's in the same way I find it difficult to finish a sentence. I went in with the drum machine and the songs, and I put bass over them. So I've got kind of these seven songs I've got.
Nice.
Some choruses and some are just blank, so I've just kind of recorded them as much as I've got, and I'm just listening to them on the headphones to try and finish them.
Was Uncle Weto at the controls?
He was. He was on fine form.
Shorts?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
It'll be a cold day in hell before that man puts long trousers on.
Really
in fact, it'll probably be in hell and it'll have turned a bit chilly.
Probably.
Yeah, it will be a cold day in hell, because if he goes to hell, he certainly won't be in anything other than shorts most of the time. I didn't really think that through. Well, Tony, did you do anything else? That sounds fast. So how long before we maybe hear a finished product here?
I don't know, because Carl's still busy, and we haven't got a bassist. So I think I'm going to try and finish these in a couple of weeks and then see how Carl's doing. And then maybe, probably in the next couple of months, because even at the very least I can finish them and record them. The drum machine's not that bad.
Right.
But I'd rather have a call. Because the two songs we've been working on that I've put drum machines to are rubbish.
Oh, right.
So it needs a call, really. Okay. Apart from that, I turned 40.
Good Lord, Tony, you had quite a week.
Yeah. Yeah, so I went to Bath. I didn't have a bath.
As discussed last week, that's the place, not the...
The place, Bath. It was good.
Did you enjoy Bath?
I did. I sort of did the tour. Didn't go to the thermal baths. Didn't really feel like it. But
Which tour did you do? Did you do the comedy tour?
I did the bus tour.
Right.
There's two different bus tours that's on the same ticket. So one's just around the centre, and how that bus gets around that centre, I have no idea.
No.
And then there's one.
Yeah, there's a crazy one way going on.
It's insane. And then there's another one that goes around the site, so it's called the Skyline Tour, so it goes slightly further out of town and just kind of around up the hill so you can look down on Bath. And I did that, really. few bits to eat. We both had some kind of flu-y thing going on. So,
oh, lucky you.
Yeah, so we've been a bit out of it. But we managed to get away. And I did turn 40. So, yeah, there you go.
You've joined my decade, Tony.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You're officially 30-10.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of bad road systems... I was in Antwerp. I did a show in Antwerp last week. What a show, Tony.
Antwerp.
Absolutely brilliant. Loved it. What a city. Got Eurostar there. No, Eurostar. I couldn't stop myself. I got in a loop. I went on stage and said that. I got it on Eurostar. No, Eurostar. Eurostar. No, Eurostar. And I'm pointing at different people in the crowd and realised I was in a loop I couldn't get out of. The only way I could do it was say, look, I'm going to have to say to the crowd, look, Eurostar. And you're going to have to all say back, no, Eurostar. And I'll take a photo. So I did, got the photo, and then the next day got sent a 4-second video of it happening.
Oh, nice.
It was brilliant. Had such a good night. I'm now going to tell you something, Tony,
okay,
that you maybe didn't know about Antwerp. Well, first of all, I was surprised at how it appeared, the city centre appeared to be largely pedestrianised.
Hmm.
But then I realised why.
Okay.
Because no one can get off the ring road, can they? It's not supposed to be pedestrianised. They're all just driving around in an endless loop. Eve, my mate from my psychobilly circles that I know from the psychobilly meeting in Spain, showed up to the show as well. And he said, sorry I was late. I got stuck on the Antwerp ring road.
There you go.
It was absolutely perfect. Yeah, so, yeah, great show. And, Tony, here's something that you maybe didn't know, or maybe did. Antwerp has an absolutely enormous red light area.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's very impressive. Very clean. All the girls are beautiful. They all appear to be having a really good time. Certainly by the way they were smiling and waving when I walked past them pissed at 3 a.m.
Nice.
And I actually did 2 circuits, Tony.
Okay.
And the second time round, they thought I was serious. But I only did it the second time round because I've completely lost my bearings because by then I was smashed. Because we'd gone to this bar after the show, right? I'd done this bar with this couple called Lilith and Nick. But they're not a couple, but they're best friends. But I thought they should be a couple. That's another story. Anyway, while I was there, I said to the bartender, there were 7 people in there. I said to the bartender, I said, listen, what's the local kind of shop for around here? And he said, it's a drink called Geneva. Right, which I think is Geneva. Anyway,
basically, okay.
Very cheap, horrible gin. And I said, well, I'll have 4 of those, which was one for me and those two, and one for him. And then I looked round, there's only another 3 blokes in the bar. I said, actually, I might as well get 3 for them as well. Lads, do you want a drink? And he went, oh, is that all right? I went, yeah. So I said, right, 7 shots of Geneva. You know what I'm like. Mm. 7 shots of Geneva, please. So I got 7 shots, not realising when I did, having been drinking all day, that these people would all think that they were then locked into a round. So over the next hour, I had 7 shots of Geneva, as well as the beer. People just kept walking up. Well, they're not, there you go, mate. Oh, thanks very much. So by the time I started staggering around the red light district, when the bar finally closed, I couldn't really see.
Right? Okay.
And then I lost my bearings completely, because as you know, I'm good in a car, but not very good on foot.
Mm.
I got back to the hotel at 5:23 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, but I still got up for breakfast.
Of course.
Yeah, not bad. Excellent breakfast. I was thinking it'll be one of these continental breakfast jobs.
Hmm.
But it wasn't. They had bacon and scrambled eggs, mate.
Excellent.
Well, they did have. I had nearly all of it. And then I got the train back to... Oh, so on the way there, one of the comics supposed to be with me missed the Eurostar. No, Eurostar. So I had to wait for him for 2 hours in Brussels. But luck would have it, while I was there, my Argentinian mate, Adrian Minkovics, was in Brussels. So I met up with him for 2 hours as well. It was absolutely brilliant. It was just a dream trip.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I hope to go back there sometime. And hello to my new friends in Antwerp. One or two of you may be listening to this show right now, and it was a pleasure.
Yeah, just don't drive there. Get the train.
Definitely, Eurostar. No, Eurostar. Tony, I think we should play a track from the vaults. What do you think?
Okay.
Okay, this is a band called The Tights. Now, these feature on the Cherry Red compilation, Action Time Vision, which, as discussed, is terribly inaccurate with one of the 111 bands on it, but that's all. So it's not a band return. It's less than a 1% inaccuracy rate. Absolutely superb compilation. And I didn't know, Tony, but The Tights were only around for a little bit of the late 1970s, but were the first band that Cherry Red actually brought out on record.
Oh, okay.
And then they got back together in 2004. And as far as I know, are still doing the odd gig here and there.
Great.
So extra reason to play this, Tony. What I want to know is the Tights, having reformed in 2004, have their own website, Tony. What is the Tights website?
TheTightsOfficial.com.
TheTightsOfficial.com.
Oh.
I know, I wasn't expecting that either. Paulie B Internet 4, Tony Wan. This is a rather lovely pop punk before pop punk happened track called Bad Hearts.
I'll give you my heart, I'll give you my heart. I'll give you my heart, you know about heart. I'll give you my heart, I'll give you my heart. I'll give you my heart, you know about heart. Little life's a dreamin', little life's on its own my own. Little life's a dreamin', a harmony at home.
Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Tights, the track called Bad Hearts. Do make sure you check out Action Time Vision by Cherry Red Records. It's a quite wonderful 4-CD box set. And they did promise me a physical version, but I didn't, of course, get one. But that's probably because they sold out before they got around to sending it. But hopefully, I will receive one at some point. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Would be nice.
Yeah. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yep, another week, more gigs. If you do have a gig for me, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. It doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international, but at the same time, if it is in the UK, that's fine as well. I haven't had them this week, or so I thought, so I checked the old internet out again, and the Doghouse. Again, in Carlson, if you are in the Nottingham area and you are aware of the Doghouse or aren't aware of the Doghouse, do check it out. It's on Carlton Hill. There's something on most weeks, but on this, well, on Monday, on the 27th of Feb, the next gig, it's a metal night. It's Gwar-esque thrash metal mayhem, featuring Ghoul, Insanity Alert, 86 The Enemy, and Cryptic Shift. Do check it out. If you are in the Nottingham area, fancy a bit of metal on a Monday night, do check that out. The venue comes highly recommended.
Now, quite incredibly, Tony, while you did that, I left my seat in my lounge. I walked over to get my remote control, and I put the TV on, ready for Sutton United v Arsenal.
Oh.
But I heard every word you said.
Excellent.
Gwar-esque, eh?
Gwar-esque.
I say.
Mm.
Do you think that's a bit like burlesque, but with big bunches of keys?
Could be. Could be.
Let's play two. Oh, sorry. So that concludes
Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Woo-hoo!
Right. I've added that a bit. I quite like it.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Going to play two songs in a row now, Tony. Stay tuned for another track from the fabulous new King Salami and the Cumberland 3 album that's out right now. It's another cracker. But first up, now, from memory, quite a short song by a band called Stain, who are from Albacete and in Spain. So it's Stain in Spain. The Stain in Spain is mainly, I don't know,
yeah.
Right? And I've got a feeling they might be friends with Biznagar, because it wasn't long after we heard from Biznagar that we heard from Stain. But anyway, what do I know is, Tony, and this, I think, is the second track we played from Stain as well. So we're doing quite well. We're keeping up our promises here.
Okay.
What is Stain's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/StainSpain.
Good idea. Facebook.com/StainPunkRock. Call the internet 5, Tony 1. As I say, stay tuned for King Salami, but first up, Los Sin Nombre.
Una risa muda entre las voces.
stain on the duvet of society.
A little lad who was really mad, but in Tagish River on the spot of rock, was doing a dance that was really rad. And did it come and hop, 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 but it bumped it back and walked real slow, both side to side with a rumbling groove.
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
King Salami and the Cumberland Three there, my friend, from the latest album, which I think is called Going Back to Worstville, but you would probably call Verstville, wouldn't you? Because it's sausage town. Mm. Everything's a bit sausagey in the King Salami world. And that's a track called Camel Hop. Brilliant. Absolutely love it. And it's like any song that a Western band does involving anything to do with Egypt will have in it somewhere. That is no exception. Brilliant track, brilliant band. If you get a chance to see them, go. They tour a lot. They've got some dates in early March in the UK in that their London town, so maybe you can get to one of those. And if we remember, maybe we'll look them up for Gig Guide, Tony. Just an idea.
True.
It could even be Paulie B picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Could be.
Could be. Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. I've got to do a practice this week. Generally just kind of getting back. It's because I took a bit of time off for my birthday. I'm just back at work, really. It's that kind of week, really. We just get caught up. Month end's coming up as well. So, yeah, busy work week. What about yourself?
Well, I have a very busy week at home because I am in the process of allocating 400 ungrateful stand-up comics into rooms they don't deserve at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Ah.
Yeah, and it's absolutely torturous, right? But it's all right. I'm getting there, it's going fine. I had a meeting today with my mate Luke, one of the other artistic directors of the Edinburgh Fringe, and we sorted out quite a bit, so I'm quite pleased about that. But it is going to take me all week. So I'm not going to be going out this week. I'm going to be at home helping other people to have a wonderful time.
Right, okay.
I know. For no money, Tony.
I know.
I'm not just a volunteer. I'm a saint. If there wasn't already a Saint Paul, I'd put myself forward.
True.
Yeah. Although I don't think you're allowed to put yourself forward to be a saint. I think you have to be nominated.
I think you need to be dead as well, don't you?
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. Well, that won't be long. So, maybe, if you're listening right now, if you could just try and work out how... Actually, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your ideas about what I could become the patron saint of? And if we get one through, I'll read it out on next week's show.
Okay.
Because I'm being realistic about this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, I know.
I'm not saying I'll trawl through them. But if we get one through, I will try and read it out on next week's show. Right, Tone. So, in other words, you're not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. So it's up to you, everyone else listening, to do something this week to make up for the fact that we are not helping the live music industry at all this week.
Exactly.
But we will be at some point. Tony, I'm going to play another song.
Okay.
Playboy Man, baby. I think so.
Okay.
We've only got two tracks by them. The first one was something about a fascist, wasn't it?
Was it?
Really, really good song. Yeah, really good. And this is the B-side to it, so the only two tracks I've got. It's obviously a single that came out. Playboy Man, baby, Tony. Yet another band from Phoenix, Arizona. We do appear to be getting a few from Phoenix right now, and I'm very pleased about that. The Phoenix music scene is rocking. I think we can safely say. And there is a suburb of Phoenix called Surprise, where my friend Anne-Marie lives as well, yeah. So, anyway, that's a separate point. Who knows, maybe Playboy Man Baby from Surprise as well. I doubt it. Tony, what is Playboy Man Baby's website?
Playboymanbaby.com.
It is, which is probably Internet 5, Tony 2, but I just realised I didn't ask you about King Salami, did I? What is King Salami in the Cumberland 3's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/King Salami?
No, ReverbNation.com/King Salami and the Cumberland 3. The 3 being the numeric 3. I thought that was a chance to get a point back there, Tony. It's Paulie B and the Internet 6, Tony 2. And Tony, guess what?
What's that?
I'd like to meet your parents.
Life away. It isn't difficult, but always hard to swallow. And when the
you're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I have to say, first of all, loving that song. And secondly, I have been very relaxed this week. What I'm doing, I don't sit at the sofa anymore to make this show. I sit at my dining room table. And I've got both my elbows on the dining room table. I'm leaning forward and I've got one elbow down with one arm down. And the other one, I've just got my head resting in my left hand. I'm very relaxed.
Huh.
I'm very relaxed.
You sound quite calm.
I do. I think after the recent years of trouble I've had, I think I've just become broken.
Right.
And I'm now just very relaxed. Tony, what is that? Have you got a twat?
I do.
You see, it just keeps getting better.
Yes. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I'd like to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. I can't do the feature without you, so please do email me your twats. I appreciate it can't be every week, but if you can get them in when you can, much appreciated. Nez Core has been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
What would we do without the regular listeners on this show?
We talk more about rubbish.
Oh, yeah, there is that. We do that, you're right. I would like to twat Saint Valentine.
Oh, I'm loving this already.
He may have been murdered by the Romans in the 4th century, but if he was a real saint, he would come back and sort this shit out. This commercial shit, this prostration to the world of capitalism shit, this Valentine's Day shit. And to top it off, turns out...
Tony, there's a lot of shit here.
There's a lot of shit going on there, isn't there? Top it off, turns out Valentine's Day is an invented homage to love in order to outdo the Roman feast of Lupercalia.
You are never going to have a clue there, and I don't know either, so I can't even correct you, Tony.
There you go. Celebrated by the Romans on the 15th of February. They had dancing, singing, fighting, fornication, rituals and slaughter. Damn good party, but not very Christian. So to stop the newly converted returning to non-Christian ways, they invented a story about a monk called Valentine who was killed by the Romans. So Saint Valentine, for allowing your name to be used as a capitalist tool of consumption and a Christian tool of oppression, you are a twat. All the best, Nez. I've got the faint feeling that Saint Valentine has got nothing to do with this.
It also means that St. Valentine's Day was there for hundreds of years before the invention of card.
Hmm.
What
did they do?
They must have sent each other like big rocks with hearts on them.
Nothing says I love you more than a big rock.
Do you know what? I'm in complete agreement with you, Tony. Nothing says I love you more than a big rock.
There you go. Get that on a t-shirt.
Well, I agree completely.
Okay, so for allowing his name to be used as a capitalist tool of consumption and a Christian tool of oppression, Saint Valentine from the past
is a twat. That, my friend, is a quality twatting.
Good twat there, thanks, Nez.
Yeah, brilliant one. No, thanks, Nez. Now, something that I meant to say before, Biznaga, who we played in the first half of the show, I didn't tell you the name of the album, but I've actually got a copy of it in front of me because Slovenly sent me two albums this week, one of which was the Biznagar one, and it's called Sentido del Espectaculo. Sentido del Espectaculo.
Mm.
So that sounds like something is spectacular.
Spectacular coat.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
No, me neither. I've got absolutely no idea. But anyway, it's called that. But now the last track we're playing this week is from a band called Brad Pott, Tony, who are punk rockers from Melbourne.
Excellent.
We played one track by them before. And this is the second one playing off their latest album that I think accused them of it being an EP. But it was because I only got sent six tracks. But I think they accidentally only sent me side A.
Oh, right, okay.
By this. And there's side B as well, so there's actually twice as much fun, thus making it a legitimate album available on CD from Brad Pott. And it would appear to be called Brad Pott, which is a lot easier to say than Sentido del Espectac... I can't say Espectaculo. Espectaculo. Okay.
Spectaculo.
You said it a lot better than I do.
Hmm.
That's rare, Tony.
Now, I'm not quite broken yet.
No, you're not. No, I am. Are you just saying that I am completely, terminally defeated?
Oh, I'm sure. I think it's a temporary thing.
Do you?
I think you can put yourself back together.
You have a lot more faith in me than I do. What's Brad Pott's Bandcamp page?
bradpott.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 6. This is the last track this week. This is Black Eye. That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. That was Brad Pott on a track called Black Eye. We will be playing at least one more track by Brad Pott over the coming weeks. I think that would be fair, don't you?
Excellent, yeah.
Maybe you could thank the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D, U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
And thank you to both of those for carrying the show. And we are interested now in getting carried again by a large-ish, or as big as possible, British internet station. So if you know of any, do get in touch with them to tell them to get in touch with us, because we're not very good at research. And since we're not on the big one, we were, but, you know, it was mutual.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to get on one again, because I like being on a British internet streaming station. I think that's a nice thing to do. And we haven't really said a proper hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
We have now. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.